USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Donald Trump is pressing his case for receiving presidential immunity in his federal election interference lawsuit. His legal team, representing the former president, has submitted a brief to the Supreme Court asserting that Trump should be granted absolute immunity for any official actions he took while in office. They argue that presidents cannot effectively carry out their duties if they are susceptible to criminal prosecution for their official actions after leaving office. The court is scheduled to hear oral arguments on the case on April 25th. The Supreme Court has granted permission for Texas to implement a new law empowering local police to detain individuals they suspect to be residing in the country unlawfully. Initially green-lighted by the High Court, the law was promptly halted following a lawsuit from the White House, which argued it encroaches upon the federal government's sole jurisdiction over immigration matters. However, Tuesday, the court has ruled that the law may be enacted while legal proceedings unfold in lower courts. Negotiations for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are ongoing. That's according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are working 24/7, leaning in and trying to make sure that we get that hostage deal so that we have a temporary ceasefire so that we can get that all important aid into Gaza.
Additionally, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week as part of a diplomatic effort related to the conflict. The senior generals responsible for overseeing the deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan appearing before Congress Tuesday. Mark Milley is the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
On 14 August, the non-combatant evacuation operation decision was made by the Department of State. It is my assessment that decision came too late.
The testimony to the House Foreign Affairs Committee comes in the wake of the terrorist attack at the Kabul airport that claimed the lives of 13 American service members. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
It looks like Congress will sidestep a partial government shutdown. Congressional leaders have reached an agreement with the White House on funding for the Department of Homeland Security, a key issue in passing six major spending bills before Friday's deadline. House Speaker Mike Johnson announced the deal Tuesday, stating that both chambers will swiftly address the legislation. Peter Navarro, a former advisor to Donald Trump, has turned himself in to begin his four-month prison term at a Miami facility. Navarro was found guilty of contempt of Congress last year for refusing to comply with subpoenas issued by the Democrat-led House committee investigating the U.S. Capitol attack. Prior to his surrender, Navarro characterized the case against him as an unprecedented assault on the constitutional separation of powers. The FAA chief emphasizes that Boeing must prioritize enhancing safety standards. Speaking to NBC News, FAA Administrator Michael Whitaker expressed concern that Boeing's safety procedures do not align with expectations if safety holds the utmost importance.
There are issues around the safety culture in Boeing, that their priorities have been on production and not on safety and quality.
Whitaker's remarks follow an FAA audit of Boeing prompted by an incident where the door plug of an Alaska Airlines-operated Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft blew out mid-flight. And Konstantin Koltsov, a former NHL player, is dead after what appears to be a suicide near Miami. Police have confirmed that he likely jumped from the balcony at a hotel. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.